Now, as it gets colder, you're going to probably start thinking about a vacation. And if you're thinking about Miami Beach, forget it. It's a shithole. It is. It looks good on television, but everything looks good on television. They had those guys a few years ago who were spray painting hair on their head. What the fuck was that about? How could that be on TV more than once? How? There's an FCC. They should have seen that. No. You see, they don't allow children to see a vagina on television or a penis, but you can show a guy spray painting hair on his head? That's pretty goddamn damaging, isn't it? I mean, we may not be able to agree on much as a culture, but I think we know if somebody's spray painting hair on their head, they're psychotic. You can spray paint Pam on your head and paste feathers. And then you might be at least sort of in reality. And if I ever meet Dionne Warwick, I will kick her ass. Psychic friends, call your psychic pal. If you know anybody who's called a television psychic and continues to do it for $1.99 a minute, you take a stick and you hit him. And then you go, no. And then you take their head like it's a little dog and rub it against the screen like they're smelling shit or something. I'll tell you, you don't want to go to Miami. Everybody's always delighted with it. No, listen, the temperature down there is always over 90, and the humidity, and here's the problem, is way over 100%. Way! And you know how you know it's over 100% humidity? When you're walking down the street for 5 minutes thinking to yourself, you know, I should have put deodorant on my balls. That's over 100. Because that's not something you'd think of on your own. I was in Miami for 2 weeks. And the last day I was there, they stole my rental car. Because I guess they didn't have time to load a gun and shoot me. On the street was a Lexus and a BMW. And in between was my car. The rental car. The Plymouth Horizon. Here's a math problem for you. Don't ponder it too long. But how many drugs would you have to consume over what period of time? To be standing on the street going... I gotta have the horizon. Are you kidding me? I've never driven a car that's aqua. I called the police. They said they've stolen my rental car, the Plymouth Horizon. The policeman said, I guess they took it for a joyride. I said, you know, I don't think you're listening, asshole. The car is a Plymouth Horizon. It is not a joy to ride. This is a car that goes 45 miles an hour with the wind. If you actually turn off the air conditioning, you supercharge the little fucker to 48. I got a nosebleed. I was having so much fun in the car. I didn't even want the piece of shit, so I was staggered to find out that somebody took it. They sent a policeman to investigate the case. He'd been in the United States for 6 minutes. Couldn't have been much longer than that because he did not have a grip on our language. Verbs eluded him. He said, and I'm quoting because I haven't got the time or the energy to make shit up anymore. He said, how you money make. And all I could think was, there's not enough deodorant for this conversation. We could be here forever. It never crossed my mind I'd meet a cop in my own country who didn't speak my language. I believe that should be a law somewhere. Why? Because the man is carrying a gun! There should be rules like verbs. And when you can put the correct verb together with the right noun and actually ask the proper question, then we'll give you bullets. Now, if you're thinking of taking a vacation, may I suggest Las Vegas, Nevada? Yay. Thank you. Oh, the rest of you, no, I don't want to go. We have a wonderful casino here in town. And the reason you should go to Las Vegas is because for only the second time ever, they have rebuilt Sodom and Gomorrah. It's back! And you have the opportunity to see it before it turns to salt. And you want to get out there before the Christian right finds out what we're up to and shits all over it. When you're in Las Vegas, a lot of people don't know what to do. Here's what you do. You go to the casino in your hotel. You get $100 in quarters upon your arrival. You immediately go to your room. You lock the door. Then you sit down on those beds and you look at those quarters for a long time. Why? Because you're never going to see them again. Then you take those quarters into the bathroom and you flush them one by one by one. And the nice thing about that is every so often the toilet will back up and you'll feel like a winner! Now, the best time to go to Vegas is around Christmas time because nothing beats standing in a casino watching people gamble while they play Christmas carols. I'm Jewish and I'm astonished. You've got to see that live because there's no drug that you can take that will reproduce it. People going, God damn it, Jesus Christ, holy fuck! Pa-ra-pa-pa-pum. Me and my drum.